Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Tripp Krause and for Antonia Gonzalez. The Canadian government has reached an agreement in principle with the First Nations to settle two class action lawsuits over drinking water advisories. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, more than 140,000 people could be compensated if the court approves the settlement.
The proposed agreement is worth nearly $8 billion. $1.5 billion would be direct compensation to people who have not had access to clean drinking water. There would also be money for the creation of a $400 million First Nations Economic and Cultural Restoration Fund. Two First Nations launched the class action lawsuits against Ottawa over the lack of safe drinking water in their communities. Mark Miller is Canada's Indigenous Services Minister.
As well as a forward commitment to support reliable access to safe drinking water on reserve with $6 billion in targeted supports, including capital and operations and maintenance. And finally, the modernization of Canada's First Nations drinking water legislation.
The Canadian government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had pledged in 2015 to lift all drinking water advisories in First Nations communities by March of this year. 108 advisories have been lifted, 51 remain in effect, most of them in Ontario. Miller says the agreement in principle brings the parties a step closer to reconciling a long history, and it can be celebrated as a step in the right direction toward achieving the goal of clean water for all. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Cherokee Nation Health Services will suspend elective surgeries temporarily and reactivate its COVID-19 surge plan for W.W. Hastings Hospital. Cherokee Nation announced the decision in a news release saying that a rise of COVID patients prompted the change. According to the release, 90% of new cases were among unvaccinated patients, and in the last week of July, about 600 new cases were reported in the tribal health system. The U.S. Interior and Justice Departments recently announced how they're moving forward with the Not Invisible Act, which passed last fall to better address the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis. Yellowstone Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Nominations are open for a new joint committee to nationally address violent crimes committed against Indigenous people. The Not Invisible Act was passed last year in an effort to better government interconnectivity and communication to better serve Indigenous citizens. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland spoke last fall in front of Congress about the importance of the Not Invisible Act, which passed unanimously.
It will also create a point person within the Bureau of Indian Affairs charged with improving coordination of violent crime prevention efforts across federal agencies.
Aiming for a commission of 28 members, the group will take testimony, hold hearings, and formulate recommendations to better equip the federal government to combat violent crimes in Indian country. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The Native American Heritage Fund will distribute more than $480,000 in funds to improve relationships between the public and Native populations in Michigan. As part of that funding, 11 school districts and colleges across Michigan will rebrand racially insensitive mascots and improve school curriculum related to the 12 federally recognized Native American tribes located in what is now the state. In 2015, massive wildfires burned more than 240,000 acres on the Colville Reservation. Now the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation will sue the United States, saying that the federal government failed to maintain forest health through actions like prescribed burning, which led to the fire's size and intensity. According to a news release from the Colville tribes, the lawsuit seeks damages in the loss of more than 590 square miles of commercial timber. The release goes on to say that the tribes also allege that the U.S. prioritized off-reservation non-trust property over the tribes' trust forests. For National Native News, I'm Tripp Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.